Just before the episode begins, here's a reminder that we are on a website called On Podium, where you can find all our episodes, you can find blogs, you can register to become a guest, you can write reviews, you can subscribe from there, including our videos, which go onto YouTube. You can even donate if you want to support us. And what's the address, Nick?
So it's 2-5-1.onpodium.co.
On to the episode. Hello, welcome to 251. Two pianists, 5 minutes, one subject. And today we're going to be talking about the music of Mr. Ben, the cartoon series. My name's Simon Whiteside.
And my name's Nick Tomlin, and this is 251. Mr. Ben began as a series of books for children by the writer David McKee. And they were turned into an animated series by the BBC. And they didn't run for very long. They ran from 1971 to 72. I think there were two series kind of split into like six episodes. I think there were 13 in all, so six in one, seven in the other series. It was narrated by Ray Brooks, the actor. And so each episode sort of followed this little formula. Mr. Ben is a man in a sort of black suit and a bowler hat, sort of every man figure, and he visits a fancy dress shop where he always tries on a costume, and then he leaves the shop through a sort of magic door at the back, and then he has an adventure based on the costume, you know, that he chooses. So if he wears a safari outfit, then he ends up in the jungle, etc. And then he always returns at the end of the series. He returns back to the shop and back to the real world, and there's a little shopkeeper who pops up occasionally, and it's a really good cartoon. I mean, I loved it when I was a kid. I watched it. They used to kind of repeat it all the while, and I used to watch it. So the music, which we're mainly kind of interested in, it was written by Duncan Lamont, a saxophonist and composer, who worked a lot in, I think, in the sort of 60s, in bands, jazz bands around Soho, and often played in British bands accompanying American singers. But he also wrote what we would call today really library music. But he also wrote concert works as well, television themes and songs. So he was an active sort of composer. And he wrote the music for Mr. Ben under the pseudonym Don Warren. So if you try and look up who wrote the music for Mr. Ben, it says Don Warren, but actually that was Duncan Lamont. And I remember I'd always heard this story. I thought it was a kind of jazz myth. People said, oh, you know, Kenny Wheeler, it was on the soundtrack to Mr. Ben. And I thought, that sounds a bit weird. But actually, he really is, and he's actually credited. So the band who played the music for the cartoon were Ken Baldock on bass, Harry Stoneham on piano, Art Morgan drums, Pete Hughes sax, Kenny Wheeler trumpet, Terry Emery percussion, and Ray Swinfield on flute. And the music's interesting. I mean, he uses a mixture of styles. It's not all jazz. He uses kind of marches and sort of folk music sometimes, but it's very jazz influenced. And the main theme, which people know, is kind of unusual instrumentation. He's got like bass clarinet, flute and xylophone. And he uses this particular sound quite a lot, doesn't he, in the actual, in the music. And I think it works really well for the sort of character of the cartoon. I think it's brilliant, the music. I don't know what you think of it. Having you probably watched it as well when you were young, did you? Probably. Absolutely. About a similar vintage.
Yeah, it was new when I watched
it.
Oh,
okay, yeah.
There were other series, weren't there? King Rollo was another one.
Yes,
I think that followed.
Yes, yeah, similar sort of style.
But
yeah,
I think
yeah.
Was there something preceding that? Maybe not. But those books were also very much around.
Yes, yeah.
There's one book by it's David McKenna, is it? The author?
David McKee.
He wrote a really interesting book where there's someone on a bus going somewhere, and there are all these kind of weird bits of faces, like big nose and a weird foot and things like that. And you're thinking, what the hell is this about? And then it turns out that they're going to see an exhibition of sculpture at the British Museum something.
I see.
And it's all the Michelangelo stuff, you know?
So
it's kind of, and he always has a slightly surreal feeling about him, doesn't he? But yeah, I love the music, and I think also, I think it was Ted Joe was talking about perhaps one of the reasons that there's a certain vintage of jazz fans is so much jazz was in children's TV at that time,
for like, sure. Peanuts. Yeah. And yes, that's true. I definitely heard a lot of jazz, sort of children's programs around that time, for sure.
I think that was also what the commercial musicians played as well. So I would call Duncan Lamont a commercial musician.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Anyway, another episode down. Mr. Ben, I'm Simon Whiteside.
My name's Nick Tomlin. Goodbye.